The Charitable Contributions Fund grant program was recently announced by Farm Credit of the Virginias. The program hopes to help fund agricultural and rural projects. That's according to Jennifer Kaiser with Farm Credit. As an example, she says grants of up to $10,000 may be awarded to
youth education organizations, FFA, cooperative extension, community gardens, you know, supporting food insecurity. Veteran organizations, you know, veterans to agriculture, agricultural innovation and new technology, things like that. Also, farm safety. We've funded a few organizations that have purchased training equipment or life-saving equipment, things like that. So that's what we're looking to fund again this year.
More information is available at farmcreditofvirginias.com or your local office of Farm Credit. Well, Rod Bain with the USDA brings us up to date on crop progress nationwide.
The first USDA crop progress report for May shows
latest developments include some drought relief in parts of the South and also some drier weather moving into the Midwest, but also chilly conditions, at least for a few days in late April and early May.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says when it comes to corn and soybean planting for the period ending May 3rd,
despite some of the wet and cool weather in the Midwest in recent weeks, we remain ahead of the five-year average pace for planting. 38% of U.S. intended corn acreage planted by May 3rd, 4 points ahead of the five-year average of 34%, and now equal to this time a year ago. Soybeans, it kind of mirrors corn to this point, with the exception that there's more soybean acreage in the South, and so the numbers are skewed a little bit more towards that southern acreage. One-third of the U.S. intended soybean acreage planted by May 3rd, that 33% number compares to the five-year average of just 23% and last year's 28%.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.